now the turn of Thierry Bal. Your presentation is about where do we stand with the French anti-sect model. Please, Thierry.
Thank you very much. I would first to thank the European Platform for Freedom of Belief for inviting me to this conference. The association I represent, CAP Freedom of Conscience, has existed since 2000. It was created by a group of individuals who have decided to defend their right to freedom of conscience. We have different ways of action, information through our website, publication of brochures, the defense of people discriminated against for their belief through a network of lawyers and conferences. We are also working with European and international bodies to denounce the French policy regarding the spiritual minorities. Since 1974, that of the creation of the first anti-cult association, ADFI, Association for the Defense of Family or Individuals, France has always been at the first forefront of the fight against religious minorities labeled as sect. ADFI rallied over the years on drama related to religions to unlight their policy of protecting family and individuals. In 1977, thanks to a grant by the Ministry of Health, local ADFI gathered into a national association, UNADFI, National Union of Associations for the Defense of Family or Individuals. And the National Union became its lobby works with the government and media. Please note that UNADFI was born from a government grant and has been living for 38 years out of this public subsidies. The suicide of the People's Temple in Guyana in 1978 had an international echo, and it was an opportunity for UNADFI to unlock the danger of sect and the risk they will make for the population. UNADFI multiplies the case involving religious minorities. In 1982, its case of Claire Chateau, a young Moonist kidnapped by her family to undergo a method coming from the United States deprogramming. The case will outrage the media, and Mrs. Simone Veil, then Minister of Health, strongly criticized this method. You should know that Mrs. Veil is a survivor from the Nazi concentration camps. Deprogramming was abandoned by UNADFI. The case of Claire Chateau, it is the only case known in France. The idea of deprogramming will resurface in 2000 via our lawyers, Maître Picotin, who is also the president of an anti-cult association, CCMM, Center of Against Mental Manipulation in the Southwest in France. Maître Picotin established exit counseling, a method to get the sect follower out and help him or her to reintegrate into normal life. He will get public funds via his association CCMM to practice his exit counseling on a Vedric family. In 2015, Maître Picotin was condemned for asking to a family €25,000 to practice his exit counseling. After this conviction, the national branch of the CCMM rejected Maître Picotin and his exit counseling. Returning in 1982, one of the ideologists of the theory of the mental manipulation, Colonel Morin, published his book Sectarus, in which he wrote, "As long as there is no similar case in France that of Guyana, we can be certain that this text proposed to Parliament will not obtain the consent of MPs and senators. It will take a little longer than 10 years before this case takes place." Finally, UNADFI will get in 1983 the first parliamentary report on sect. The report's author is the MP Alain Vivien, who will become the president of CCMM, funded by public funds, and in 1988, the first president of the MILS, Interministerial Mission of Fight Against Sect. In 1984, UNIFI will create FECRIS, this European Federation, also founded since its creation by the French government, will serve as a lobby for the French policy on fighting against sect to European institutions. FECRIS will get in 2005 its NGO statute to the Council of Europe and in 2009 to the United States. It is to note, Rossi, that FECRIS is a non-governmental organization funded at 100% by the French government. The 19th will be extremely important of the rise of anti-cult association. In 1984, members of the OTS, Order of the Solar Temple, committed suicide in Canada and Switzerland. UNIFI gets the first parliamentary inquiry in 1995. The report of the parliamentary committee established a list of 173 groups classified as sect. This blacklist will be condemned in Europe and in the United States. Late in 1995, this time in France, members of the OTS committed suicide. The media, under the influence of UNADFI, are going to confuse religious minorities targeted by the parliamentary reports and the collective suicide of the OTS. In summary, sect are danger to society and individuals. In 1996, Prime Minister Alain Juppé established the Observatory of Sect, and in 1988, the MILS is established. In 2001, thanks to the OTS, UNADFI and MILS get the first anti-cult law, the law Abu Picard. Finally, Colonel Moran's prophecy, as written in his book Sectaries, come true. As long as there is no similar case in France that of Guyana, we can be certain that this text proposed to Parliament will not obtain the consent of MP and senators. The OTS case will be that case similar to Guyana. In 2011, some MPs organized a symposium to celebrate the 10 years of this law called Abu Picard. The result of the 10 years of implementing this law against religious minorities, only one case decided and less than a dozen court cases pending. Such was the result of the law in 2011. In 2002, MILS became MIVELUD, and this is the end of the fight against sect to beginning the fight against sectarian abuse. After the vote of the Abu Picard law and the establishment of MIVELUD, we see a hardening of the fight against sect. MIVELUD and UNADFI get involved in a judiciary national school to train the judicial staff on sectarian abuse. A special police unit is created to conduct investigation regarding sect or sectarian abuse. MIVELUD set up on his website a page for alert on abuse. Ultimately, the situation as a follow. If someone make a report about you to MIVELUD for sectarian abuse, they will inform a judge trained by MIVELUD. We will require investigation by police services, also trained by MIVELUD, and you will finally be judged by a judge trained by MIVELUD. Now, where we are today with the French model of the anti-cult fight. In 2011, the European Court of Human Rights ruled against France in a case regarding Jehovah's Witnesses. In 2012, three other associations obtained the condemnation of France by the European Courts. In 2014, MIVELUD has failed to attempt to establish an European MIVELUD to the Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe. Government funding to anti-cult associations are decreasing years after years. MIVELUD makes every effort to continue to exist by extending the scope of sectarian abuse to alternative therapies. There was even a new Senate commission on sect and health. In 2015, the Church of Scientology got a ruling against UNADFI. That was a civil party and their appeal trial. The courts relate that Una Dei have polluted debates in a trial. Following this decision, the same Church of Scientology got the state convicted to gross negligence. The last attempt for the French model to exist is to link the recruitment method of terrorists who claim belonging to Islam to sect method. Terrorists will be indoctrinated with the same method as used by the group that France labeled as sect. Once again, like for the People Temple, WACO, the sect AOM with the attack in the Tokyo subway, and the OTS, the anti-cult lobby used the horror of the terrorist attacks which is France in January and November to continue to receive their public funds and to spread their message of fear against spiritual minorities. In conclusion, the anti-cult lobby in France is weakening. There is still some way to go until spiritual minorities are recognized as such, but the recent years show us that our action and other like-minded association action will lead the same fight are paying off. Thank you.